special loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
We are on?
Yep.
It's because that bread became very expensive.
Mm.
Excuse me, Will. Good evening, everyone. It's October 6th, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been published, posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon and Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and servicemen and women.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The minutes topic has been tabled. We don't have them in front of us tonight, so the first order of business will be open to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, reminding everyone that the meeting is recorded, posted on the website promptly. If anyone has a comment to make, seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. First item, next item of business then is introduction of an ordinance. This has come through the planning board, so I'm turning to our planning board members to see if you'd like to give a little background on potentially introducing ordinance number 2021-12.
Oh, yeah, I could just tell you there was a mistake found. Yeah. There was a mistake found in the book. So we were starting to debate what should the number be at the meeting, and I think I said, why don't we just call the engineer, or somebody said, so that's what happened. The engineer was called, they filled in the blank on the information. So.
And I guess the question is, has the planning board signed off on this? Because I asked the attorney, we discussed with the clerk, the potential public hearing date, and the question is whether the planning board has weighed in, so that, or do they want to review it?
I have to listen to the tape. I mean, because at that point, all we were wondering is when we were going to find out the information. The next thing I know, it's on here. So I don't know. I mean, we didn't approve. I don't know.
The only thing that happened was the square feet was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1,000.
It was per 100.
100 square feet,
and,
yeah.
And so the question was, what was the 100? Was it square feet? Was it, you know, textiles? What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out to be square feet, which is rational since number one is square feet as well.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the only, it's a clarification.
Yeah. Exactly. It feels like correcting a typo of some sort from a decade ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's also below it. You can see it's embedded below it. Yeah, it tracks with the rest of it. So, I mean, I don't know what proper procedure is. Matt, you might know more than I know.
Well, again, I think this is really ministerial. We could get it's a really sharp applicant. It says all it says is $1. I'm only paying you $1 when the clear intent of the ordinance is $1 per 100 square foot. The one above is $5 per 100 square foot. You know, as a technicality, the board has the opportunity to review this change. They can waive, you know, their statutory period of doing so. We can proceed. Again, it seems to me to be a real, simply a typo or error from whenever it was adopted. We're just cleaning it out.
Yeah, because we're not going to have a meeting of the planning board next month.
Right.
So we'd have to wait till December 7th if we wanted approval, you know, get it on the agenda.
But that's the question. Do we announce tonight November 3rd is the public hearing because of the planning board?
I think the
doesn't
planning
have comments,
board,
or do they want to review it and then public hearing?
My own feeling is the planning board thought it was rational to be 100 square feet. There were no discussions about it.
So they heard that number during the meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And no objections?
That wasn't last night, though.
No,
that was the night of the
so.
Meeting. They were bantering back 500 square feet, 100 square feet. That's the only thing. I don't remember us falling upon something. It was back to Jim Kyle, and then the information came to us, and it's here. So I don't know how you want to handle it based on that.
I mean, the choices would be we either do it.
The choices are wait or proceed.
Right.
And
November 3rd or December 15th is
the
public hearing.
If we proceed, and then we get, after the fact, It's a lot harder to undo it than it is to wait.
So I'm hearing the.
If we're not clear on the board's intent or the board's position, we run the potential of spending money.
What I would say is, since it's like it says, it tracks to the information below, and if you can use that argument legally, that if somebody says, "Oh, you're only charging me a dollar on that section," then we're covered until December 7th.
Well, our meeting would be December 15th for our public hearing.
Right. Yeah. Right. So,
we could introduce tonight. Set the public hearing for December 15th.
In the meantime,
the planning board review in the middle.
That makes sense.
In the interim, I agree with you. The logic is it's a dollar per 100 square feet. If someone in the next 6 weeks is going to challenge that, I think we have a sound position, not a bulletproof position because of the missing language. But
it's been this way for how long, though?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. We've gone with this for years, and now we're in a question of how many weeks it can be.
I don't mean to interrupt, but based on the letter.
What's it cost to advertise?
Oh, it's small, so maybe $40, I think. Mm-hmm. But based on the letter that came from Maria, it says that the planning board requested that she discuss the error with planner Jim Kyle and found out his recommendation, then send it to the township committee for approval.
Okay, so then that works.
You think that that's
okay. Yeah.
That's good enough.
That's
that
good
kind
enough.
Of covers you guys.
Yeah.
It's emanating from
that.
Right.
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 Okay, so when we introduce, it'll be subject to a public hearing November 3rd, 2021. Mm-hmm. So with that, any discussion among the committee for the Ordinance 2021-12, which basically corrects an error that was noticed in Chapter 400-54 of the Township Code.
If nobody has anything to say, I'll make a motion to introduce.
Introduce.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. So, Ordinance 2021-12 has been introduced with a public hearing to be scheduled November 3rd, 2021. Okay. Next on the agenda, Resolution 80-2021. This is a resolution in support of a so-called TWA application. TWA stands for, I'm just looking, Treatment Works Approval. This is for a septic system in the township that exceeds the county's authority to regulate it. So this is to apply to the state for an application. We're not approving the design or any of the parts of the septic system, just approving that they're applying to the state for it.
I thought the engineer was going to be here today.
It said in the letter the engineer was going to be here, but
yeah, Bob Zaccarella had written that, but when I spoke with the engineer, he said, due to the fact that there's no waivers that are associated with it, and it stems strictly from the usage of the amount of water that's over 2,000 gallons, that he felt that his letter was sufficient in explaining the situation to you, so he asked not to take it. It was actually Bob Vaccarella from the county who had stated that. And then he wrote the second letter to say that, to define which the Board of Health or here, but he didn't specify coming in that one. Yep. So.
And I should mention, this is the application approval by us would be to M Rivers Properties, LLC, which owns the property known as Block 69, Lot 42 at 168-172 Musconetco River Road, which is a apartment property.
Okay, so then if the engineer's not here to ask questions, the only other thing I see is the board should go over this with their attorney to see if the governing body or board should sign the document, and I'm wondering.
That was the original letter, correct?
That was to say, the question was whether it was the Board of Health or the Township Committee. Then September 21st, there's a follow-up letter to Karen specifying that it's the Township Committee. So
but it says the governing body to sign. Yeah, saw that. Yeah. The governing body to sign the form which requires a resolution. That's us.
Yeah.
The board should go over this with their attorney to see if we should sign it. Not the Board of Health, but us, the governing body. So
I think he was actually referring to the Board of Health when he was. So I explained to them that in the past we had – that it was the Township Committee who had the authority to sign through the state. The state mm-hmm. mandates who's going to sign it. And because the same individual sit on the township committee as the Board of Health, there was no discrepancy as to who would sign it. There wouldn't be a challenge because you are all the same as the
Which is what the clarification
right.
letter, the second exactly,
That's
second.
Where the right. second letter came. And we've had a few of these in the past that the township committee has approved, and I did send them a copy of the resolution stating that, and that's when they said, well, it should go to the township committee then.
Well, what are the risks? I mean, if they're saying to talk to your attorney, do you know any, Matt?
I think they would, with regard to this, I don't know the factual risks of the system itself. They seem de minimis based on what is actually occurring, so I'm not going to put, I don't have an engineer's hat.
That's what scares me. Yeah.
Simply with us, our function here, again, we're not approving this. We're acknowledging that the application is being submitted. We certainly, this is a notice requirement. Mm-hmm. We might want to inject local knowledge into the decision-making process if there was something that we were aware of that hasn't been stated. But really, the role of the governing body in this approval is simply a ministerial duty to have this move on to the next level.
Well, do we know for a fact that this conforms with the requirements of all the municipal ordinances? Because that's whoever's signing this, that's what it says.
I like we usually do, I think we rely on the fact that the county has forwarded this to us and that they've reviewed it.
Yeah, but they usually have the engineer here. That's the problem with it. It's like we couldn't even ask questions if we wanted to.
See, I think if it didn't comply, if it didn't comply with the county, the Department of Health, where the application was made, then waivers would have come through the board. But all waivers, there were no waivers required because they complied with all state and county regulations. We don't have regulations really when it comes to the septic systems and whatnot, except for the few exceptions that you approve at meetings if you need to.
All right. I see a lot of blanks. I see who the owner of the property is, but then I see we need to sign it, and then I see this complies with if you go to Section B, by agreeing to accept wastewater from the project, I hereby certify that to the best. But they're not signed yet. I don't know if this is just kicking it off. I'm okay with it. But if this is like we're signing, then somebody else is signing, and we've signed before that we didn't even know what was going on with it.
Yeah.
We're only signing A1, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not signing B.
Right, but we won't know about B when we sign. We won't know if they comply.
Well, B says certification by the conveyance system owner.
Right. So we're going to sign first is what's happening and just let everybody else sign. Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. It's just the application
That's
kickoff.
My understanding. Yep.
Acknowledging
yes.
the application.
Yeah.
Acknowledging the application.
All right. As long as it's just the kickoff, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. That's all.
Any other discussion or motion for Resolution 80-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 80-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next, I noted yesterday that we've changed the agenda heading from old business to unfinished business. Karen, would you? I wasn't aware of that. We did.
That was a conversation that I started based on the months ago conversation we had here.
I remember the conversation. I didn't.
It is a more accurate reflection of the topics we discussed there.
Okay. It took me by surprise.
I brought it up to the point that we had indicated we would make that.
Okay. So if any of the committee has any question, it's...
That is a more accurate reflection of what we use the subject heading for.
Okay. I mean, I know there's always a lot of questions from the committee of who put what word where, and I just want to let everybody know that that didn't come from me. It surprised me. So, with that, the first item of unfinished business is the sign ordinance.
Okay. So, if you look at what you have in front of you, it does not accurately reflect what we discussed at our last meeting. And the other issue is I think we have to be careful in what we ask for here, so we're not creating work for additional people within the township. So the two areas, I guess, was the on top of page 2, number 2, is this 50 feet. I mean, we can leave it in there. The issue I have, as you see by my note here, is who's going to go around and start measuring all these signs and decide whether there's 50 feet or less than 50 feet, and what happens if there's 51 feet? Whose sign is going to get pulled? I think it creates issues that we don't need. There are unintended consequences here. I'm not sure how to change that.
Could I interject?
Sure, of course.
I think the way, my understanding is the way we do a lot of regulation is we have 50 feet. We don't necessarily charge the zoning officer, who's the one who's going to enforce this, mm-hmm. to drive around and measure every single sign to see if it's 49 or 51. But if there's a complaint or if it's obvious, if somebody's got a 100-square-foot sign, then he says, you know, if a neighbor says, I think that's too big, then he's at least got something to say, no, it's, you know, 49 or it's 51. I don't know that it triggers.
Yeah, I mean, his
measurement
triggers something.
But it triggers something, but without any limit, we have no limit.
Okay,
right.
that's fair enough.
That's my opinion.
It gives him a point of reference, and you know, as I've talked to him a couple times about things, he doesn't go out there looking for it. But if somebody makes a complaint, then he has to respond.
Or if it's grossly oversized.
Right. Yeah. If he goes down and sees there's 1,000.
If it's 100 square feet, he'll know.
1,000 signs across their lawn, then it's a whole other story.
Yeah, okay.
Can I back up? Because I also noticed, my understanding from the attorney's input the first time was that we could regulate the size of signs on people's property, and the attorney the first time had said 32 square feet is a maximum size, and you've struck that to be 4 square feet.
No.
What am I misreading then?
Yeah, Mark came up with 4 square feet for the
township.
Township property.
Township
right.
property.
Right.
We didn't want any limits on
property,
personal.
There's no limits.
Except for the 50 square feet.
But where you've crossed 32 square feet out and put 4 feet is on the personal property.
No, that's under A, which is political signs.
Right.
Right.
Not
under B is where it's limited to the township property, and there it does say 4 square feet. In B2.
So we want to strike 1A1, which is the entire 4 square feet on the.
No, can't we limit a single? I'm not proposing we strike the whole thing. I'm saying we don't limit a private property to 4 square feet.
Right.
We limit them to 32 square feet. So basically, we don't take the change to 4. We leave it at 32.
Right. The 4 was only for township. Right. So somebody couldn't put a piece of plywood on township property,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Right.
Right.
So that stays below.
Yeah.
Yeah, down below it's 4. Yeah. We can regulate township property.
So where was the 50 versus the 30?
That's 50 is a total. So if somebody puts up a 32-square-foot sign, they only got 18 feet left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. Further down, under temporary political signs number 1, we had discussed at the end of the meeting last time that we were going to designate specific areas within the township where the signs can be to avoid any kind of confusion. And I had asked to the committee could provide me some suggestions as to 5 or 6 spots within a township where it would be that is wholly owned by the township, where it could be. So I think that Beverly had some suggestions, if you'd like.
Yeah, I came up. That's what we decided at the last meeting. I had to go back and listen to the tape because we were all over the map what we were talking about. So we were all supposed to come to the table. So if anybody thinks of anything other than these, let me just see what I have here. Hold on a second. Okay. I had the corner of Route 513 and Bunvale Road, which is down by the library. And this, again, this isn't talking right-of-ways or anything. This is just the locations that have historically we've used to put our signs. That's wholly owned by us. So then I have the corner of East Hill Road and Bunvale, which is right over here by the park corner. And I don't think people get confused with the other side, because I think it goes to West Hill at that point, right? Once it crosses past East Hill, the corner. Once you, like, in other words, somebody wouldn't
West,
think
West Hill.
It actually is West.
Oh, okay, this is West. So maybe it's the corner of West Hill. Yeah, West Hill and Bunvale Road, which is the park corner. Then I had the T intersection at Red Mill and East and West Hill, which is right outside here. There's like a stop sign there. And then I had the T intersection at Red Mill Road and Mount Airy Road, which that's the Green Acres space down by Mike's.
Right. There's two actual Green Acres spaces right there, right? Catty corner from each other.
One's a conservation easement, but the Red Mill Road, the Red Mill Race, so named, is township owned.
Okay.
Was that one bad?
That was the, unless we need to, and we may need to zero these in a little bit more with a description, but I said the T intersection of Red Mill Road and Mount Airy Road. That's okay.
The Red Mill Race property.
Yeah.
So that would be the whole length of Red Mill Race.
But you only have one sign, so where do you put it on there?
Right.
There's really, there's not many clean spaces to
put it.
So
that if 4 square feet is the amount of signage, you're allowed one sign on township property.
Per property.
Per property. Okay.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter where along the race you put it, you don't have
depends
to put
how we
it
write it. That's what I'm listening for, the proposal.
Because you can put one there at the race, you could put one over at the other location,
Yeah.
It's not that you only get one
right
on township property.
Right.
Wherever these properties are, you're allowed to.
We could talk about that later.
Sorry.
Talk about it later. Okay. So the phone went.
And then the last one was Newport and Anthony, I think.
Well, yeah, the DPW building corner.
That's off limits, isn't it?
Well, it's township owned.
So if I,
but that's 100 feet, isn't it? Or is it?
Oh, we did say from a township building. We didn't want to put anything there.
That's 100 feet.
No fire company, no rescue. I know that was all in that
library.
Yeah, no museum, nothing,
building,
none of that.
Museum, no.
So the only other one that we've done that's historically been done, but then it becomes, it technically is two on one piece of property, is the entrance to the park. Because the corner of Hill and that and the park entrance are actually the same
exactly
property set.
That's true.
Well, Abe had a thought, because I mentioned that too, the entrance to the park, because I know people have done that before, and you might want to say what you said.
I don't like it at the entrance to the park. The park is a place people are going, you know, for enjoyment, for fun. If you walk in there, there are signs all over the place. I think it brings it down. I just don't like it.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm just making a statement. You know.
Yeah. So I would not like.
I'd
to
rather
see
all the other signs go away and just see it as the main entrance to the park and.
Yeah,
there's
I
no
think
no
signs
at all there.
Yeah.
I think he.
We should make it a point then.
Yeah. I think that's a good. I was okay with it until Abe said what he said, and then I did think of the one other location, but I can't remember. Maybe it's county. People put them sometimes at the end of Musconetcong Kung River Road and Point Mountain there. Isn't there a little piece of property there before you make a left to go
there's
over the bridge?
Property,
is that
county?
So that's kind of, it's we can still do it because nobody stopped us. So this is we're just dealing with
not
municipal.
Only by ordinance we could allow it on county property.
No, well, it's not. It's township property. We're just dealing with township property. We're not talking about county locations.
I thought you just said the Musconetcong Point Mountain Road, we could allow it because it happens there, and I'm saying we couldn't allow it if it's not our property.
Right.
Well, we can't regulate
it. Well, we can't regulate it. I mean, if the county wants to take it off, they will, but they've never done it before. So
I thought we were listing out what we put in an ordinance.
That's what I was saying. I wasn't sure. No, I wasn't sure if that was our property, so we know it's not, so forget I said it.
Yeah.
Could I just offer up the draft that you have here? You didn't get the cover note that I sent, but I sent this to Abe, and then Abe made a couple of comments to it. And part of my response was he asked, we discussed listing out the properties where we could put signs. And as I thought about it, there are various other properties that the township owns that I thought
I went back and it's my proposal. I thought it was actually easier to allow one sign per township-owned property with the restrictions of, you know, not more than 10 feet off of a public road, so they couldn't get into the park, not within 100 feet, but we could make it more, we could make it 200 feet to eliminate certain distances from buildings. Or we could also, I didn't put this in the draft, but a follow-up thought was, we could say within the types of restrictions as described here, but completely excluding municipal building property, DPW property,
fire department properties.
Well, yeah, some we own, some we don't. Fire department properties. So we could. To me, it was easier to list the exclusions than the inclusions, because if you look at our ROSI, which is our
recreation open space,
it's our open space lot, inventory. Right? Mm-hmm. That's got a dozen properties on it, and then we've got another 8-9 properties that we own that like aren't on the ROSI because they're not...
Yeah, like the Diane Glass property. There.
Exactly.
And they're 100% owned by the township?
Many of them are.
Well, the ones... We're not dealing with anything that's not 100%.
Well, that's another question. If we're the majority owner or the 50% owner,
that's not what we agreed
to. Can we allow
to.
It? Or?
Well, that's not what we agreed to at the last meeting.
I'm having a discussion. I mm-hmm. last
we haven't
meeting,
agreed
we
to anything come, yet.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's what we walked away agreeing with.
We haven't
and
agreed
he's,
to anything.
He's working on it. That's what his marching orders were.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but I always think that from a confusion perspective, it's much easier to say what you are allowed to do
and if,
than what you're not allowed to do.
I'm that's my opinion. So, if the committee is going
sure.
a different direction, obviously, that's fine, too.
My opinion as well.
But I do think we have to then, if we pick, say, 513 in Bunnvale, is that within, you know, 80 feet of the corner, 40 feet of the corner, we're going to have to specify?
No, anywhere you want, if it's there.
Out of the right-of-way.
Yeah, it's out of the right-of-way.
And with, but not further back than.
And how many people are going
to
be putting it up?
If you want to put it next to the driveway to the... The library, that's okay. If you want to put it,
it's 100 feet, and we're probably even at the corner, probably close to 100. That's going to be that one's going to be the one that we'd have, you know, is the close one to that 100 feet. If you went to the driveway, I think you'd definitely be within 100 feet.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be 100 feet? Can it be 50 feet? Could it be?
Well, I mean, we took 100 originally because that's the
electioneering stuff, but we're not, those aren't, the library isn't where you go to the polls. This is the building where the 100 feet.
Well, there's also
but then you're going where I'm saying you'd say within 50 feet of the corners or mm-hmm. something like that. You'd have to specify where on the property.
Yeah, so
which is fine. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we specify it.
To me, it eliminates, you know, in 32 square miles, it's going to. We have to pick the properties which are kind of located right down here, and we miss the chance for more diverse properties.
Do you know which ones they are?
For example, like I believe at the bottom of Rocky Run on Highway 31, there's a township-owned property.
I thought that
and
was
there have
county.
Been quite a few.
I thought that was county
that
or state.
Electrical station?
Across from the electrical station. I believe that's a township-owned property, and there's been a tradition of some signs being put there.
I brought that up, but I thought it was county.
A Rossi map that goes with our Rossi list.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's what the subcommittee was looking into.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't recall.
We had something here the other day we were looking at, and most of it was all partially owned by the township. That's what we looked at. Because Warren was here with us, and we were trying to look through everything, and most of it was
Why wouldn't we allow it on? You know, the Fisher property on Anthony where we share ownership with...
Because we talked about it at the last meeting and all of us said we won't do that.
I didn't say that.
Well, we can go back and listen to the tape.
I'm just wondering why we can't reopen the discussion.
Well, that's why
I think I brought it up and asked, are we doing
right,
it on
I remember the question.
And what is, you know...
I mean, do we want to pepper the place with signs? I mean, is it really that necessary? I mean, up until now, there hasn't been any ordinances with regard to that, and my understanding is it's been a gentleman's agreement and everything's been working pretty well.
Yes.
So why are
up
we
until
and this is only going to push the vote out.
They wound up getting up near the library and up
made complaints from people
up
that work at
the park
library.
Road. So it's creeping.
Well, creeping. I mean, we're not going to be able to accommodate absolutely everything. And this is going to be 20 pages long and no one's going to be able to understand it.
Which is why I tried to go the other direction and say, let's put parameters and let everybody figure out within the parameters.
That's the thing, is they got to figure it out.
I'm seeing in my opinion.
I think either way, they have to figure it out if we're going to allow township unless we're going to specify each piece of township property that it's allowed on. Or you specify what you can't do, what properties you can't do. I brought that up last meeting, and I kind of think that's, for me, that seems easier. These are off limits. Can't go there. Go look on your map, and here's the township properties.
And as long as you're within 10 feet of the road, whatever else on those properties,
and I think that we should include the entrance to the park. I think that's a good idea, where you got to be 100 feet off that entrance to the park, where you don't have political signs there. Just my thought,
I don't disagree. For conversation, I don't disagree.
So that's just my thought. I mean, it's just, we know the buildings where we haven't, historically haven't put any signs. I don't know. Just my feeling that maybe it's easier that way. Because a prospective individual who wants to put a sign out, shouldn't it be up to them to find out where they need to put the sign?
No.
Okay.
I mean, why do we want to make it difficult for people?
Not that I want to make it difficult, but it would be as easy as having a map that shows you the open properties.
You've got to go to the map, and you got to figure it out, and all that stuff. You know, again,
I don't think I'm just having trouble seeing how we're going to control this, where you're going to have it controlled, where you can.
My feeling is there's no way you're going to be able to control it.
Agreed.
We're trying to put some parameters.
Agreed.
On it. It's not going to be controlled.
It seemed to have worked to me throughout all this time.
Correct. And I agree with you.
Okay.
And I think we're just trying to lay groundwork, but are we able to control it? No. I don't believe we'll be able to control it. There are going to be signs going up everywhere. And, you know, the question will be is if there is a complaint, if somebody puts a sign on a piece of private property that isn't supposed to be there, it'll be up to the private property owner to say, hey, I don't want this sign here, and rip it out, or call.
I agree. I don't think anyone should put a sign without asking someone the permission.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's why in the draft, if anybody read that, I included a modification of Section C of Ordinance 400-13, which is general conditions, which says any sign has to get the approval of the resident.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Because we were talking about it just in political signs, but it should be every sign, whether it's softball league or anything else, it should be. Okay. But going to the point of enforcement, I believe it's easier, and what I think is clearer is, for example, if it said no signs on the municipal property, on the municipal building property, no signs on the museum property, no signs on the firehouses, then when the zoning officer drives, he drives in here, political sign, takes it off.
All we need to do is add another one and just make a list of the where you don't want it.
That's what I proposed. We have a parameter
where you can put it.
And that's where I think it's much more complicated to put where you can. I would like to put, it has to be close, within parameters on owned property. And if you want to figure out if it's owned or not, you figure it out. And if you put it on private property, the private property owner says, I didn't allow this, and they take it off. And that sort of self-regulates itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the five or six, whatever we're talking about, where we don't want signs, that's clearly listed out. The zoning officer has his list that says, if there's one on the library property, the library is a special case. We're going to have to say within X feet of the building and force it into the corner where they have been. If there's any on this stretch, if there's any on the fire department, he knows, he pulls those out. That's
the other side of this. If we just tell them where it can't go, and we, basically say township property, now the ordinance is more sustainable, because every time we buy a piece of property, we're going to have to add it or decide to add it or not and edit this ordinance. Then it's, if we don't have any objection on it being on township property, which I don't, if it's on township property, it's on township property, we're allowing it by this ordinance. This way it's sustainable as we get a donation of a piece of property that makes sense to put signs on because it's in a great location. You have to go back and open this ordinance up again, redo all the introduction and everything like that to add one piece of property.
So are we prepared tonight then, if we took the opposite approach, to go and just say it's not allowed at the firehouse, the squad building. Can we do that all tonight?
Find the exclusions, yeah. I think identify the exclusions.
And do it that way. And
if there are pieces of property that are township pieces of property we feel that we should exclude because of whatever, then, you know. But, it, you know, I think it's easier to exclude it because these buildings aren't going anywhere in that scenario. But we certainly can add more properties down the road.
So it'd be like the municipal complex, the library.
The library is an asterisk.
Well, it would be the library proper within a certain...
We just need a little language to say what that is, which we're not going to be able to do.
Right. The museum at all, it's, you know, there's nowhere to put that there. So you've got that. You've got what, Anthony Road Firehouse. You've got the DPW building. You've got squad building over here. You've got the firehouse over here. And I can't...
Anthony Road Firehouse is owned by the fire company.
Right.
But it's been their practice not to put political signs out forever.
Yeah.
And to be discussed whether the driveway to the park is included or excluded. I mean, there's a proposal.
You're talking about the park?
Yeah. The right way in, it just has to
behind the building, all the way out, just no signs.
So not even coming in from Bunvale Road?
No, no signs.
I agree. I think it's a peaceful place. Shouldn't be.
I agree with that.
So that's it. So the only one we really have to figure out is how do we say the library?
Well, and the park. We have to
find some
language.
We just said not, except for the corner over here, we just said no park.
I guess we have to think of how far from the entrance.
Right.
You know, or not at all on Bunvale Road. But everyone hits that corner all the time.
Right. Oh, the corner is okay. I wasn't talking about the corner. I was talking about the entrance.
I know what you're talking about, but how far away from the entrance do you stop? Because you're in front of the school for most of that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So is that off limits, you know?
Is the corner of Bunvale Road the same property as the park?
Same block.
So you're only allowed one sign anyway.
Right.
So if you're putting it on the corner here of Bunvale and Hill, you can't put it on the park.
That's correct. And that has been 2 and 3 and 4 forever.
Right. So if we just leave it up here, then you can't put it on the park. And we just say you can't put them in the park.
What do you mean by the
well, because if you're going to
at the T of Red Mill, you're saying
no, Bunvale and Hill,
the corner, catty corner from Wood Glen Store,
right? Yeah. Right.
You can put signs there,
right?
But that's the same property as the park,
right?
So
we're saying only one sign per property,
right?
So you can't put it on the park.
You have your
one. No, but that is the park. That is the. Well, that's what I'm just getting confused.
I'm sorry.
Because
you have a chance to put it in that corner, or however far away from the driveway we said.
Correct.
And there's a little engineering. If we're going to do it by ordinance, there's the site triangles at corners where we couldn't force it into the site triangle. And it's like a 30-foot distance. The zoning officer told me that it's already not allowed in a site triangle. But I don't remember exactly what a site triangle is. You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. But if we don't allow it on the driveway coming in up Bunvale, we don't have to worry about the site triangle.
No, at the corner. At the corner, the public corner.
Oh, the public corner.
I wouldn't want to say that you have to be within 30 feet of the corner, then we find out that there's a site triangle and we actually can't have any there.
It's just a
technicality that we have to work through. And just to be clear, what I thought you were saying as well is if we say one per lot and block, then you couldn't put one at the T of Red Mill.
You have your choice then.
Or the corner, you have your choice.
You have your choice.
It's all
you can it's all the same property.
Yeah.
Yep. So the T at Red Mill Road or by the corner.
Yeah.
If you choose neither of those, you have one chance wherever we decide the distance from the
I'll tell you, that T at Red Mill there, you trying to find no stones. It breaks everything you have. I'd rather be at the corner.
Bring a cordless drill.
So where else are? What else do we? Are we there yet? Or what else do we need to go over tonight with the signs?
Are we agreed that we're excluding properties?
I feel that way, but
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to hear what everyone else feels about that.
I agree with that. Exclude and then just.
List the exclusions.
List the exclusions.
And can I ask?
Default says yes.
Well, can we reopen the question of whether they must be 100% township-owned properties, or majority owned properties.
I would go with 100% township owned. What if you have a problem with somebody comes by that likes another candidate and they happen to be the other owner of that parcel?
But the county puts stuff on our property as it is.
It wouldn't be the county, it would be the water supply authority.
Oh, the water supply authority.
And to me, if you have to ask the owner's permission, and if we are the majority owner, okay, let's take a vote of the owners and we can decide that. And I think we decide it's a public purpose and we can put it there.
And they revert back to us as far as maintaining and dealing with the property. They just...
And there's no sign that says that New Jersey Water Supply is an owner. To me, there's nothing that would imply that they're endorsing a candidate by a sign on it. But it allows us to have more dispersed signage.
Do we want more dispersed signage?
It's a lot of property.
That's the question.
I mean, you can lose.
I'm in favor of political discourse.
I mean, you can lose 50 signs in this province and township easy.
Let's also be clear, though. For the private properties, we can't limit when they go up, when they go down.
Right.
The ordinance that we have drafted in front of us says that on these township-owned properties, you can't put it up more than 30 days, does it say 30 days or 4 weeks?
30 days
prior to the election.
Yeah.
And must be taken down 48 hours after the election is certified. So we're not going to have them on those properties year-round.
So some of the signs I see right now at the T at Red Mill Road and Hill Road, right at the corner here, have gone up. Well, it's within 30 days.
I was just saying, now it's within 30 days,
no
so those
problem.
Could go up, yeah.
But after the 48 hours,
who
do we go after? Like the sign that doesn't have paid by for anyone.
Worst case, John Fleming can take it down, our zoning officer, and if somebody challenges it, we say you violated the ordinance. I don't think they could.
You can have Public Works take them down.
Yeah, you can have Public Works.
Their right to use our property expires at that point. I mean, we could, sometimes you set them aside in case somebody comes to claim them.
Yeah.
And they always say, we were so busy, we didn't to come get them.
I've seen some stay up for months.
8 hours in 1 minute, but we would have the right to pull them. It's our property.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the permission we
I think they should come down in 48 hours myself.
I think what I heard was that there was a soft rule on the 48 hours because if somebody loses, there was like a condolence period that, you're not going to go. Just give them a week.
We have in here certified. Is that certified by you?
No, by the county, but that's... County.
But the county certification could be 2 weeks.
Could be months now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just didn't know if there's... It was for discussion. I didn't know if there's any
so
scenario
Can we do 48 hours after the election?
After the certification. That's probably what it needs to say, is after the results are certified.
Well, that's what I'm...
What you mean, after the poll is closed is what you want to say.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't know if it should be after certification.
But
you know what? Although the election's over at that point, you can't choose anybody that's up there,
so
it's still got to come down.
I'm so happy to see all those signs go. It's,
just
get them gone.
I did not expect to come here having this long of a conversation.
I didn't either.
But, I mean, just get them gone.
Yeah.
I'm reading that certification going, this could be weeks.
No, it's not.
And I didn't know if there's any reason to leave them up or not.
All right, so let's deal with this section. Now, how do we wrap that section up that we just talked about?
Where am I?
The thing we're talking about whether it's going to be the properties that are not allowed. We have to list those.
Yeah. Yes. And do we make it wholly owned township properties, or what's the consensus on
majority owned? There's so few that we're not. I mean, in most cases, we are major majority, or we're not at all. At all. It's very minute mountain. It's really just as a token gesture that they kind of wanted to be involved. So, I mean, Gracie is majority township and everything associated with that. So
what? 51% ownership or more?
We just say majority ownership.
Majority ownership.
Yeah, that takes it right there.
51%
it depends on how many players are in there.
Right.
That's true too.
But if we're majority owned, I think that we should be able to do something.
Yeah,
I know
you would prefer
signs. I get it.
Yeah.
I know. I get it. But I'm just trying to give. Mm. I would. I don't know. The sign thing gets a little crazy. I agree.
But again, in my experience, when I was commuting, I went my corner of the township, and you could have had this, you know, signs up here. I would have never seen them because I go my corner. And that's what I'm trying to anticipate. In the township, I think we should err on the side of letting the residents know who's running, who's interested enough to put signs up. But we don't have a thoroughfare that 90% of the residents are going to go through, which is why I'd like to be able to have signs up on Anthony.
Right. You should be able to have spread around. If we have properties around,
if we own it,
spread it around.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about that majority. First of all, we're going to put we can't do it by the firehouses and the other.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
what
that's going to be in it. But the majority owned. So say like there were, I can't remember, there might have been a case where there were three. We were in there, but we might have had 40%, and then there was 20% and whatever percent. You know, like, how do we distinguish?
I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if there was a situation like that, I don't have, you know, I should have brought it.
Say majority ownership.
It could get really.
But should we say 51% owned, or does it have to?
If we say majority ownership, we have to have 50 plus one vote. We're not saying a plurality of ownership. We're saying a majority ownership.
Right. 51%.
But whether it's 50.1 or 51. So majority ownership captures anything over 50, and I think that gets what
okay,
you want.
Okay, so if there's a property that's owned by three, for example, what would be us having a majority?
50%.
Okay, all right. Then I'm fine.
It's not a plurality, it's
yes.
a majority.
Okay, that's good.
Teaming up with the other ones. So now we got.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Matt, do you have the list of properties that are going to be excluded?
I'll say them again. I have the ones that Bev gave, but they were the ones.
No, those are going to be included.
Yeah, we're going to need lot and block of the ones we're excluding.
I mean, I wrote down just if we want to get the idea right, and then it's going to take a little bit of work to get the exact language, but we said the municipal complex, the fire departments that are owned by the township, obviously, I believe it's just, we'll get the two out of the three that are, the museum building, the DPW building, then the library with an asterisk, because we want to limit where on the library, and the park with an asterisk, because we want to limit it to the West Hill Road and just around the corner. Just out of the sight distance on the corner. So whether that's 50 feet or whatever it is down Bunville.
Okay, so you've got the municipal building, squad building over here, firehouse, Anthony Road firehouse.
Well, that's not owned by us, so.
All right, but are we going to put that in there or not as an exclusion?
Owned by the fire department.
Yeah, leave it out, okay?
Yeah, we leave it out and they practice to.
Yeah, okay. Museum.
Municipal complex, fire department, museum, DPW, the library, and Hill and Bunville.
So what's that say for county-owned property?
It's up to them, and I think their policy is that they don't allow signs. Same with Voorhees State Park. I understand that the park people pull them out if you put it in.
I've never had a problem with county. It's always the state. Because on Mesconet, Kong River Road, where the island is there, nobody ever takes them out of there.
But it's up to the county to.
Yeah, they just leave them there. Everybody puts their signs there. So.
Should we.
And we're going to put a.
Should we put all the schools on there? Because some stupid person thinks that it said township and the township owns the schools or something, and somebody puts it on. I'm being devil's advocate.
Then we would put the fire department and anything that smacks of public ownership. I'm inclined to not put.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just throwing.
It's a good question, but
because I could see somebody say, "Well, you said township."
No, I think anybody who misconstrues the ordinances and puts signs where they don't belong, the signs will just get ripped out.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
It'll be self-policing,
Okay.
All right, after this meeting, I can just walk down the hall and get the block and lot numbers. They're right over down in the folder. Okay. We can put them in.
That's good. Yeah. Give them the mat.
Yeah.
The other question that I had was number three, this issue of on the sign identifying who paid for the production of the sign. That's not something that we control. That's something that the state controls.
The election board.
The election board. So it shouldn't really be in here. It's already something that exists, and it, I don't see why we should codify it in our ordinance. Otherwise, we're taking control over monitoring this and policing this, and which is unnecessary.
Well, it's a sign going on our property. So I think if we want to know who's been putting it on the property, I think if it's a political sign in any fashion, because if it's a sign for, you know, Maxwell Smart for president, we want to know who's putting the sign there. So after it's gone for 3 weeks, you know, if it's our name on it, it's obvious probably put that.
I understand, but that requirement already exists, is my point.
It does, but people don't follow it.
Then rip the sign out.
There you go.
But that's why, if it's in the ordinance, then it makes it even more clear why we're ripping the sign out. It's just my thought.
I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can. Matt, are we allowed to take out signs because they don't say paid for by?
We're not enforcing ELEC.
Right.
But this is back to, again, we're allowed to prohibit this, which most towns do. We are going into much greater protection and open speech. And the thought is if we're not, we discussed and quickly decided there would be no permit, not even a $0 permit. Mm-hmm. So now, theoretically, now that we've expanded this to all these properties, someone may have dozens of these signs, and they may not be as clear to identify as Mark said. Most of them are, vote for me. And so we know who me is. But if it's not, we may have 100 of these signs that need to get picked up, and they're there too.
That's exactly what I was
saying. So if it says vote for me, you leave that sign, even if it doesn't have the paid for language on it.
I'm just saying is the purpose of this is not to wade into ELEC and get any have any involvement or oversight on that. It was simply this is, again, we did not want to say come in here and, quote, register or tell us you're putting up signs. Give us a phone number. So 4872, 100, however many hours later, please take down your signs. There's a contact. Now, you know, as Queen and Wall said, normally you know where signs came from. It's the whole point of the sign. But it may not always be that clear.
Okay. And also, these aren't just...
If we're willing to take, the alternative is we're accepting the responsibility and cost of removing all these signs if somebody's not compliant.
And these aren't just township candidates. These are like the signs we're seeing right now in the governor's race, which don't say either governor's name on it. Either candidate's name.
No.
If somebody.
Something as simple as vote no.
Which is basically what I'm referring to.
Who knows what.
And if somebody comes and puts 100 of those signs around our township, to me, I would like to know if they're in any violation. You got to say who you are. You have to follow the laws on that. And if you don't, we'll pull them out because we can. Otherwise, ELEC has to pull them out, as I understand it.
You're supposed to contact ELEC when you see something like that. Like last year, there were signs up that didn't have any.
Yep.
Language. This year there were signs up that didn't have any language.
I don't think ELEC's in the business of the placement or removal. It's simply a violation of the reporting rules to spend that money or create that equipment without the disclaimer. And we have no role in enforcing the ELEC regulations.
Will somebody have a case if for some reason they were new to all this and they didn't do enough homework or whatever, and they didn't have that up, and we pulled out all their signs, and they lost the election?
There's a burden to know the law when you undertake that activity. So it's knowable. We've enacted it. Now, if it's an informal policy, then we don't have that right, and that's why we're spending this time we went away from potential application or register, whatever. Come in, we'll give you, as somebody said, a map or a sign. Here you go. Instead, it's do as you will, but there is absolutely an affirmative obligation on people who want to take advantage of our property to know the law which the governing body has the right to enact and enforce.
Okay, so if a resident were to take out that person's sign, that would be a problem, though, right? Because that's a federal violation to be tampering with people's signs.
The resident has the right to allow the sign or not allow the sign.
I'm talking,
I assume the resident can change their mind.
No, I mean if a resident happen to go to the corner and see a sign that did not, or wherever we're allowing it, and did not see paid for by, and they just ripped it out. Is that allowed?
Off of someone else's property.
No, off of a township property.
That's what I mean. That's not their property.
Yeah, I don't think they have a right to do that.
I don't think they have a right to do that.
It would have to be our,
enforcement.
Somebody that we sent out.
It would be our enforcement.
Can I just ask a question about that? Matt, where it says the consent of the property owner must be obtained for the sign placed on residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural properties, does that, if someone were to consistently keep placing a political sign on someone's front lawn, does that obligate our zoning officer to get involved in that type of situation? If
they don't have permission?
Yeah. Based on the way this is written.
It would be a violation. I don't know how the zoning officer... If I see that sign there every year and it's the same or similar sign, I'm the zoning officer, I'm going to presume there's permission. So unless I'm alerted...
No, but if a taxpayer were to call and say, my neighbor keeps putting a sign on my front lawn that I don't want there because it says here it's a violation of our code, does that mean our zoning officer has to...
It means he can write a violation for that. But again, if you put a sign on my lawn, I can take the sign down. I don't need your permission.
If it gets to the point where, okay, I need help now, your ordinance states that it's prohibited in the township for another person to put on my property. Now we're involved in that.
Which I think we should be. If somebody's doing that, that gives us at least a way to...
We're creating an enforcement obligation.
Right, through this, right, okay.
That person whose rights are being violated would have the right to call and seek enforcement. I'm not quite sure the situation we're talking about.
I'm thinking hypothetically if that were...
intentionally puts signs on a neighbor or other's property without permission, thinking that they somehow have the right to do that and that the homeowner or property owner thinks they don't have the right to remove.
Okay.
I guess...
I just didn't know... Okay. Just for future reference...
We see a lot of situations where they're absent landowners who don't reside in town and they own certain properties and everybody knows that and the signs go up and they never complain because they don't drive through town, but it becomes almost like a de facto advertising corner. And I've seen that in towns. Unless and until they put the wrong signs up, at which point they get a call,
Right. That
they even know that there are signs on their property.
And our zoning officer would have no obligation to contact them to say, did you grant permission for these signs? In terms of enforcement of the permission, we don't have to go and...
No, I'm saying if someone were to call with a complaint.
But I'm just trying to...
Before this ordinance, our zoning officer wouldn't get involved. It'd be more like a civil thing, right?
Get off my yard.
Right.
But this
enables them to have the township get involved.
Correct. They can use us as a referee.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my concern.
That paragraph as drafted would do that. It would give that owner the right to call here and file.
And get us involved. Right.
Yeah, my neighbor's violating 4013C/1. Please send somebody over here to cite them because I don't want to bang on this door.
Right.
I don't like them. I don't know them or whatever. I'm afraid of them. Whatever. No reason.
Okay.
They don't need a reason to call and seek enforcement if we adopt it as written.
Okay.
Is there any alternative to how to write it?
To achieve what?
To require the permission but not create the enforcement obligation?
No, if we're going to codify the requirement, the restriction,
then it creates the obligation.
It
can't
be.
I couldn't tell if you were choosing.
There needs to be some, it's completely toothless at that point.
Yeah.
If there is none. I mean, the alternative is you don't put it in.
I think that's something where we should grant protection to our property owners to say you can't put signs everywhere. You got to have
elementary.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But we're not granting it. That exists.
I mean, it's a trespass.
Yeah,
really.
It's trespass.
There's other
there's other avenues of enforcement other than throwing it in the woods or,
Well, that's why I was thinking it could be a police matter also for trespassing.
It could also
create
a confrontation.
Right.
Well, so now that's
what I don't know what problem in this particular segment of the discussion. I'm not clear on what current practice we're trying to address.
Well, I mean the issue I think is clear, right? Somebody going and putting signs on a lot of private property, or even on one private property, whether it's the same one coming again and again. I'm just now trying to understand what's the best way. We want to provide protection to a resident to say, you can't put a sign on my property. Is the best way to do it to have it in this ordinance and the zoning officer has to write somebody up? Is the best way to be silent on it and leave it in the trespassing so the police enforce it? Or
I mean, that's a decision, that's a policy decision.
And that's, I'm just looking for pros and cons.
I don't know how frequently the police are responding to the sign calls and have resources. I don't know that's a question of resource allotment and quite frankly, I don't know that sending an armed police officer de-escalates the situation.
Disputes
over these issues can get really, really heated and really, really.
So what I'm hearing and understanding, now that I know that we have some choices, I think there should be a discussion with the police chief and a discussion with the zoning officer and bring back
there are redundancies there, and is there worth having the redundancy, or is it worth making sure it's pointed in the right, in one direction?
Yeah. I don't think without their input we're going to solve it.
A lot of those resources. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
What's more realistic as to it being enforced? Is it simply, I mean, obviously we have more police resources than we do zoning officer resources, at least that's currently budgeted.
Okay, I think that needs a little more review to come back to the committee on.
Well, I'll tell you, this is my concern, as I said at the beginning, that, and these are the unintended consequences, and we start to create a lot of enforcement issues, and starts to cost money. It's somebody's job. And I don't know that we should make it more complex than necessary. It seems to me that if you're a private property owner and somebody puts a sign that you don't want, you walk out there and rip the sign out, period. I don't see what the issue is. If the person complains or is threatening, you call the cops.
Yeah, leave it with the resident.
Yeah.
Right there with the individual. I agree. I'm starting to look at this and I agree with that. I don't know why this is even in here.
We don't even have to. I know. This is.
Because I would never think about putting a sign on anyone's property without talking to them first.
Yeah.
And to his, Abe's point, if someone put a sign on my property without talking, that sign would be gone in a heartbeat.
Right.
I got news for you.
Right.
End of, you know what I'm saying?
We haven't had even a situation like that, so why are we even dealing with it?
So I don't know why we have to codify all this stuff. It seemed to have worked. It's just my opinion.
Yeah. That's the law of unintended consequences. You make things worse by trying to make them better.
It almost seems at this point now. I mean, it's kind of going along pretty good there, but that last one, I don't think you have to. Anyways, that's just my feelings. So, where are we at this now?
So my position is we eliminate, again, number 3. That's an offshoot of it. Identify who paid for it. That's not our that's not our requirement. Although, Matt, you say we have the authority to do that?
Again, because we're opening a door that we're allowed to keep closed, yes. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying that there's a reasonable basis for it attached to us granting people the right to use our property. You want to use our property, we need to know who you are, because maybe you put 40 signs out and you're not allowed to. And again, easier to call up and say, hey, come get them.
instead of calling Warren, and then Warren pulls them out, and mm-hmm. somebody shows up at the yard, and they're screaming and yelling, and that, you know, all these things actually happen in the real world. So, but again, 98% of these signs are self-evident. Even if there's no disclaimer, you know who they belong to, unless it's a vote no or vote yes or down with this or up with that, where they go up overnight and they're everywhere and nobody knows. They're not going to adhere to the rules anyway, that type of group.
And if you rip them down, whoever wants to put them back up is going to complain, so you'll know exactly who they are. So, you know, that's just my point on that. I can go either way, but I'm just trying to point out the complexity of doing something like this. I just don't want to open up, I said, a can of worms.
What do we decide on removal timeline?
I thought
after
it was,
the polls are closed.
Yeah, 48 hours after
48
the.
48 hours.
That's the yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm not sure there's any other issues. Is there? We've decided to let me just clarify.
Please do.
So let's see. We're gonna put back the 32 square feet. And 50 feet is in there. We are going to allow the signs on municipal property, but define specific properties where no signs are allowed. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we actually reached agreement on number three, whether we will allow it or not allow the identified set. I'm not arguing either way.
I don't have a strong opinion. I'm looking for kind of input, but
yeah.
I don't see the complexity that you're citing. I think it's...
I mean, it's supposed to be there.
It's supposed to be there. Yeah.
And then I think we're reinforcing the fact that we want it too in this scenario. And it gives us an enforcement on our property, right. Whereas the other scenario...
Just realize what will happen is there somebody will put a sign up, they won't put that, and somebody's going to call the town to enforce it.
Right.
And it's on 10 township properties.
Right.
It's, the zoning officer drives up to wherever
and
pulls
again,
it out.
That's a job. I'm just pointing out somebody's got another job to do. Yeah.
Well,
and it needs to be consistent.
The DPW
it can't be
guys drive the roads pretty much every 2 or 3 days. They drive every road. So we can just say, hey, as you drive around, if you see this sign, pull it out and throw it in the back of the truck. You know, I mean, it's not creating a job. It's this is a rule, in my opinion. You follow it.
Yeah, but some people on this committee haven't last year, this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would give the person a pass, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't. Because things happen sometimes.
And I'm not so worried about the people we know. I'm worried about...
Well, you can't be inconsistent. You
no,
can't
I
be
agree.
Inconsistent.
But and I agree. And so I would view that the people on this committee should follow the rule as well.
I agree.
Well, so
true.
Then what...
Well, I'm saying is we're all talking about how we all should follow the rules, but last year somebody didn't follow the rules, this year somebody didn't follow the rules, and it's a pass. I mean... You give them a. You can't say, okay, well, this other person comes in and I don't know them. I'm pulling their sign, but I'm not pulling.
Well, both of them. I agree. I agree with you. If the local people don't follow the rules, pull theirs too. If I don't follow the rule, it's because I didn't know about it, pull it. I don't understand the problem.
Well, you said originally, I'm not worried about us. I'm worried more about the people that come in that we don't know. I'm saying
exactly.
We have to...
But it applies
but
to all
then
of
it
us.
Has
applies
to
everybody.
And then your point, do it consistently, yes.
Right.
Consistently.
It has to be consistent. There can't be any passes for anybody. And somebody will have to go reprint their signs if that's the case.
Or put a little sticker on it or whatever
or put a sticker
do.
On it, right. Whatever you have to do.
I'll live by that rule.
Yeah.
I did. My
I
signs
had stickers
have always
on
mine did too.
Took
mine
them all off.
Mine didn't.
Half of them came back.
I can ask why or
half of them didn't.
Yeah. I mean, these rules are difficult to figure out anyway. Mm-hmm.
Just to follow up on Abe's summary, Beth, you were going to supply the last blocks or
yeah.
Karen?
Well, we don't want to wait too long. We want to keep this thing moving.
And then the other thing, I'm not able at this point to craft, and maybe Abe, you can help me. or Township Committee the limitations on the library and the park.
Right.
I don't know that I can verbalize it.
And I don't think we can do those tonight. I think we've got to get some more information.
Well, why can't we just say that it's on the corner on that particular property? On the
below
corner of Bunvale and 513.
Below the driveway.
Where it always is.
100 feet from this and 100
that's
feet
my point.
From
how do you enforce that? I'm pretty close to the corner and we're working on it.
I know, but this is a constant problem of enforcement. There's no way we're going to codify this to the point where it's exact enough that there are going to be no problems. We're going to create problems constantly by, you know, the tighter we make it. So with regard to the library, if we simply say that it must be on the corner of 513 and Bunvale, I don't think there's going to be a hell of a lot of issues from that.
And my opinion is we should tell people within X feet of the corner.
That's fine. Put it within. I thought we had here 3 and 10, right? Wasn't there 3 feet?
3 feet out of the right of way.
3 feet of the corner.
It was 3 feet of the out of the right of way, but not more than 10 feet in.
Yeah,
that's what we said.
Any signs must be no closer than 3 feet to a public road and no further than 10 feet from a public road.
Right.
So if you say it's that corner, you got 10 feet.
So is the corner a point?
Yeah.
So you've got 10 feet back. Now you're within the sight distance.
No,
so there's no place to put it.
10 feet in. Not 3 feet.
10 feet.
No
long.
Closer to 3 feet from the road and 10 feet in. So you've got.
I'm not trying to make it complicated. I'm just saying I don't think tonight we're going to be able to put a number out there that works. I think it just needs a little review to say, you know, what is the allowable sight distance from a corner? If we're limiting it to a corner, it's going to need a different number. 10 feet and 3 feet aren't going to work. You'll be blocking visibility on Route 513.
Those signs have been there for how many years now?
I agree.
Did anybody complain about visibility?
I have heard people complain about visibility, and the first time we get a traffic accident because we allow them in the sight distance by ordinance, I think. I just don't see why we would do that. I don't see why we wouldn't go and find out what the engineering around a corner is and put it in. I mean, that's my point. We'll see if there's a consensus on it.
I don't know how far down 513 you can go because you're on the church property soon.
Right.
So it can't go down too far that way. Coming back the other end, I don't know if we say 50 feet from the driveway.
That's
100
I don't
feet's
know
almost at the telephone pole.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you're just going to limit it to that little spot, it's going to be a battle who gets the prime location. I'm not telling you right
is.
Now.
It's
going to be a battle. So, personally, I'm not a big sign guy, but
I just don't want to make such a big issue about this. Now we have to bring in engineers and all this other stuff.
Go back and don't even do an ordinance.
It's
leave it the way it was.
With the zoning officer, he knows the site distances and things.
This is going to get pushed out, won't get voted on for another 2 months or whatever.
We're going to waste time.
You'll be gone. You shouldn't need to work on it anymore. That's what it's all about. So
really. Either we get it done or we just drop it.
Well, okay. So
we have to fix the one part.
What part are we fixing now?
Because
it seems like there's a bunch we're fixing.
We really have gone. We got here with regard to the ACLU free speech issues.
Right.
Deadlines.
I forgot all about that.
That's what it's all about. Get rid of that. Do fix that and forget the rest and let everything stay the way it is because this is ridiculous.
This is a subset of that, which
a waste of time.
We can ban it completely on municipal property. If we allow it, we can regulate it on municipal property, and that's where we came in tonight, so to speak, which is regulating it on our property. That's really almost everything we talked about tonight is how we do that.
Okay.
And again, that's why a lot of towns say don't do it. And end of discussion.
Yeah, just,
can I just ask,
don't do it.
It's been our standard practice, and I've been educated to that this is how we operate, and we want to preserve that.
So can I just ask, I'm sensing frustration. Are you thinking of introducing an ordinance tonight?
I'm not sure we can with all these changes.
That's my point.
So I do not want to go out now and start gathering more information and have another meeting where we still can't introduce it because we're discussing the information that we just brought in from professionals, and this is going to go on forever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't necessarily see. We can't introduce it tonight. I don't see why we can't get input from professionals, and at the next meeting, whenever it's ready, we say, here's a proposal, and we can choose 30 feet, 50 feet.
Cha-ching, right now, cha-ching, cha-ching on the taxpayer's dime for ordinance.
If we can make it 20 by 20, that's 400 square feet. We can make it 30 by 30. You've got 600 square feet to play with on that corner. It won't make any difference if it's 10, 20, or 30 feet.
Right.
That corner is there. Most of it will be underwater, by the way. It doesn't really matter. So pick a number. I don't care what the number is. I'll take any number, 10, 20, or 30. Let's just get it done.
I'd rather get it done right than 10
and
numbers.
And pay up the nose.
That's my one vote.
Okay, so from the corner going south on 513, it's 30 feet.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing a number out. Going north or whatever we're heading on Bunville Road, it's 30 feet.
30 feet, you're into the...
100-foot setback?
Well, no, you're into the church?
No,
church?
You're not into the church at 30 feet, really?
It's close. Very close.
That's what I mean. The church's property narrows down to the...
Okay, I'm not exactly sure where the church property is.
Well, that's why I'm just asking to get numbers.
Yeah, but if we give 30 feet, people assume that you can do 30 feet. That's why if we're doing specific about that property...
So how are we going to word that?
I think we have to limited know exactly what it is.
Limited to 20 by 20.
Okay.
I mean, is that hard to understand from somebody reading the ordinance? What's so hard?
So we have fully excluded, we have fully permitted, and then we have the library and the park limited to 20 by 20.
But the park is not, nothing on the driveway coming into the park.
How far away from the driveway?
If we limit it to some number of feet from the corner, then the driveway is definitely out of that zone. We don't even, we don't have to mention the driveway.
In the park, I'm talking about.
I know. That's why I'm the park. We were talking about limiting it to some amount of Bunvale Road from Hill Road, not all the way down in front of the school and everything. And so if we're 50 feet or whatever we are, then we're nowhere near the driveway.
Right.
Yeah.
You can do the same 20 or 30 feet from the corner.
Yeah.
So.
From the entrance out 20, 30 feet. That's a consensus. I don't know what everyone else wants to do.
Corner.
From the entrance and nothing at the corner. Entrance.
Well, we're up at the entrance. Nothing allowed coming
nothing at
off
the entrance, but how about in the corner here we're talking about?
Yeah.
Bay field.
That's that 30 feet again. Or 20 feet, or 30 feet.
That property goes down towards the municipal building.
Right.
And back towards the other, I don't know.
Well, nobody goes beyond. They go from that T intersection down. So if you want to make it 20 feet and 20 feet, everything 20 feet.
20 feet.
That makes it standard.
Doesn't matter to me.
I just don't want to make it more difficult than it has to be.
I know.
All right.
As long as my concern is only with 20 feet, is I want to just make sure that if we do something on the corner, that then we don't find out that technically that's all sight line, and then we got to redo it again because put it on paper that you can do it within a sight line, and then technically they got to pull them all out. I mean, if we're doing this, then we should make sure we do it right.
That's entirely what I agree with.
I mean, at this point, to make it and then come back and find out, hey, this is all on the sight line, and somebody complains that it's sight line. Then what was the whole point of all this?
And I don't see it holding up introduction. You know, if we come back next time with the data that says
30 feet
here's,
is the sightline,
sketch,
or whatever,
here's a sketch of the corner, here's how far the property line is to the church, then we have something to say. 30 feet, 40 feet, we can make that decision. Right now,
has there ever been a complaint on the sight line?
No.
With all the signs that we've got out there?
Never.
Two by two sign. How is that affecting sight lines?
They put all kinds. It's not just us. There's always people putting the rain dance signs and this all kinds of things out there for years, 20 years.
It's a good thing we made them smaller.
They're with the tape measure, and it's going to be 2 feet in instead of three.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have to go out and pull signs out of every corner because it's one person complains and all the signs have to come out, right?
And it's going to be all over the newspaper.
And what if they come and they take them down, the guy who mows, and he puts them in the wrong spot? I mean,
I mean, I would just.
They take them. And
I would just take care of the darn thing that was the ACLU problem and forget the rest of this crap because it's going to cause problems.
What does that mean specifically?
Just
ban them entirely on municipal property. That's what you're proposing.
Well, just
not ban them. Just leave it the way it is. People put it up.
So no regulation on municipal property.
At this point, there is none. Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That's your proposal. That's your proposal.
Oh, we can't obviously put them out here because it would be electioneering.
Right.
Well, I mean, we haven't really we did have the one problem by the library. That was the only problem I heard about ever in like 20 years because somebody put six signs up the road.
They were going up the road into the into
exactly.
The park.
You don't want
this
that.
This last election, they were going places.
Right.
And that's why I said the political world is getting more contentious, and I think we can expect more.
Hey, this town passed a law to stop person from feeding the geese because one person was feeding the geese. So I wouldn't see this as a problem. One person screwed up on signs. Now we're paying for it. We got to fix the problem.
I'm just not
the way the world goes.
I'm not seeing the complication that we're talking about.
I just feel like we had consensus, and then we came back, and everything changed, and it's going to change again next time. And it's, you know, you spend time on this kind of stuff. Seems like. If I had known, for example, that we were going to need block and lot numbers, I would have gotten them. But that just came up tonight.
Well,
so
it came up the last meeting, but it was moved on without that. You know, we moved to the properties we could put the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that list, I guess, because that's what we were supposed to get, that list of properties that we could.
Right.
Do we have that list?
Was the one that I read originally. And then we turned to, maybe we don't do that.
No one provided that list. I provided an alternative, which we're now sort of discussing.
I agree. And I actually like the alternative to exclude what we know we have to exclude or should be excluded. It's my opinion last time, but it came back again. And, you know, unfortunately, I do agree with that. And I agree with some of the other things, like the consent of the property. I don't even know if we should have that in there.
Well, since we're kind of circling back
private
on topics,
property?
Too. Yeah, private property. 400-13C1. I don't know. Like I said, if someone's going to stick a sign on my property and didn't ask me, I just get everyone.
Comes out.
They're going to have a bigger problem than the zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
Sorry. You know?
I agree with it.
I don't know. Maybe I come from the old part of Lebanon Township where it wouldn't happen. Just wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be stricken. You know,
noted that. I just wanted.
Go ahead.
If I can just ask.
Go ahead.
We either stay on this on the agenda or we're at a point where we're agreeing we're not introducing it tonight. Is there a consensus that we want to fix the specification of the library and the park? Or do we want to, my opinion is, we bring back, when it's ready to introduce, the set of data, and we then have the information in front of us where we say, 30 feet, 40 feet, whatever.
This is going to go on forever.
If there are three people that want to say, no, fix it at 10 feet, then that's where
but
we are.
But if we come back with the sightline requirements.
Yeah.
Here's the sightline requirements. If that works for everybody, that's what's in it, done.
Yeah.
I don't see a reason to make sure that we follow what is that part of the requirement.
And the sight line requirements are on two corners.
Yes.
These two corners, library and park.
Yep.
The other ones are banned for the entire length of the property. Forbidden, banned, whatever word.
Yeah. I mean, we still have to come back anyway, so we come back with that number, which is the right number. I don't see it. Unless you're trying to get it done tonight, I don't see a.
Well, I think what we were hoping was to have Abe go back and not come back in with changes again. Have a direct.
Well, before an introduction, we can decide based on the data, 30 feet, 40 feet.
Abe, since you've taken on this project, where are you at with this right now?
Well, the only contention right now seems to be the corner of Funvale and 513 and this corner here. I think everything else we have agreed to, that we were going to list the properties where you cannot put anything up.
So as this is presented tonight, other than those two issues, we're, the committee is okay on this?
Well, I'm okay. You asked me.
Well, yeah, you're okay on that.
Okay. Yeah. This is what I am presenting to the committee for discussion and a potential vote. Okay? So if we can agree on what happens on the corners, then we can introduce this thing.
Oh, I don't see any chance to introduce it tonight, personally. Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd just discuss it. I'm not prepared to introduce it tonight. Of course,
that's
I'm one vote.
One vote.
Yeah, but this isn't. We got too many other things that get, you know, have to be fixed.
So then, my question for Abe is: does he have enough information so that at the next meeting we come back with the proper information?
Well, the only thing additional would be the lot and block numbers for all these properties that we just discussed, and something from, from the zoning officer as to the sight lines. Some information from them.
Okay. Then the rest of the language on here, you're good with?
I think that what we discussed and the changes that we discussed, yeah.
Political signs must have signage in a name.
Well, I don't believe this has had, I mean, again, this is my draft.
I'm just looking at what we have here.
I don't believe the attorney, I don't believe the attorney has reviewed, for example, some places it says township property, some places municipal property. Those details, to me, are just legal details. We got to get the words right. But you know, we get those right for introduction, and that's not.
I don't want to continue to go back and forth with this.
The language regarding the limitations that there seem to be lacking precision on is probably narrow enough that we can revise it on our feet, so to speak. The amount of changes that have been discussed tonight, we would have to, Karen would have to publish this, and we'd have to have it available to the public, and you know, but that change, I don't know what the magic number is, but it's simply, it's.
You mean the magic number with regard to those two
corners? Yeah, it's discernible at some point.
Yeah.
It can be blank until it's introduced, and it's just inserted by way of amendment or insertion at that time. I mean, we don't have to have that answer tonight. There's a lot that can be done based on what I've taken down, and that's what I keep trying to limp or list the changes that everybody's in agreement with. And it sounds like that at this point, the lot block thing, that's easy. That can be done easily.
What I'd like to get agreement on is this thing keeps moving on, that we aren't going to go back and revisit signage on personal property, private property, and 3 feet back, and all of the stuff that we talked about originally that we kicked out.
I'm not promising
anything. I don't know what you're referring to. I can't promise.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
The first meeting that we had, we talked about this, that on private property it should be 3 feet back, and I said to Matt, I would feel aggrieved on my property, because he said if anybody feels aggrieved, that's when it's a problem, and I would feel aggrieved because you wouldn't see my signs. I have a big tree. So, and we decided not to do that. So I don't want to see that come back if we lose Abe.
Right, that's number one, where it says consent of the property owner must be obtained. Nothing else is said there in terms of any other rules regarding where the sign goes. And so if we agree with that statement one, then that should accommodate you.
Which does not include the right-of-way of private lands.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
We're not making any stipulations on private property.
Okay.
Because otherwise it puts stipulations on the owner to deal with.
Promise, Mark?
I didn't care before.
So again, the only issue we are dealing with is the sight lines on those two corners. I think we've resolved everything else.
Yeah, I mean, and that can be written with X and Y in it, and we just got to fill in X and Y on that night. And realistically, it'd probably be filled in with the right number then, and we can just say, are we happy with it?
Okay, so I'll get that information, and now it's a telephone call. Not a big deal.
Okay.
It changes.
What I think.
So
okay.
Are we ready to move on to other unfinished business?
Other unfinished business.
Proposal for creating new resolutions or ordinances.
Okay. So I think you guys have it. I'm going to read it because I want to make sure that it. Or did you want to do this, Tom?
I'll go right ahead.
So that it makes sense and it follows correctly. So the agenda is prepared by collaboration of the township attorney, township clerk, and mayor, who is appointed by the township committee. That's a standard thing. Any seated committee person may, by request, ask to have a topic or topics placed on the agenda as new business. During public comment at a Lebanon Township Committee meeting, a resident can present a topic that may be taken up for future consideration by the Township Committee. And those two are there to just simply separate the people on the committee versus the public. That's all that differentiates. Once a topic is placed on the agenda, the committee can then publicly discuss the merits and potential action which may or may not be taken. Action may take the form of appointing a subcommittee, if needed, to study the issue and then present recommendations to the Township Committee at a later date as old business, or what might now be called unfinished business. The committee will then discuss the recommendations and decide either to table for lack of action or further study required before moving forward. If the majority of the committee comes to agreement on the content debated, then action may take the course of a proposed resolution or ordinance and authorize the township attorney to draft such a resolution or ordinance. The proposed resolution or ordinance will be placed on the agenda no later than 4:30 on the Thursday prior to the township committee next meeting. And the resolution or ordinance will be discussed at the township committee meeting and will either be amended and placed on the agenda for a future date or approved and forwarded for review by the appropriate parties, then placed on the agenda for public hearing and vote or tabled. The only exceptions being our routine resolutions like tax refunds and the like that the municipal clerk may place on the agenda. It seems pretty straightforward. Is there any aspect that does not seem to be understandable or confusing or...
Sorry, the one issue you and I spoke of, I believe you spoke of paragraph 3, a resident can present. I suggested a member of the public.
That's correct. A member of the public. That's correct. Yes. That would be the change there. Yeah. Any discussion?
And what's the purpose of this? Because to me, this is all. Let me preface my question. Yeah. To me, this is what we do. To me, this is what the statutes allow. To me, I don't see anything new here. I'm trying to figure out what problem we're trying to solve by having this.
Well, because if it is by statute, it hasn't been followed on a number of occasions here. And I want to codify exactly how it should be done. That's all. I'm saying that I said from the beginning, this doesn't have to be a resolution or an ordinance. It could be a policy. It could just be affirming, as we just did on the signs. We're affirming somebody another requirement regarding how this is run.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind affirming that this is how we run the township.
That's fine. I just want to codify it in some way. So some poor fool like me who is new on this thing will know how this thing runs.
No, we did this because ordinances and resolutions were appearing without any prior discussion. That's why this came about. Right. So we weren't following. the procedure, or he wouldn't have brought this up.
So it's just kind of fun. It's a simple thing. If there's anything on here that's wrong,
I take no exception to anything on it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, then you know, I'd asked Matt a couple of times, is this a policy? Is this a resolution? Is this a... is this?
At this point right now, there's been a discussion. There's no objection. If someone's going to move it, it would have the force of a resolution. It would be in place for the remainder of the year. We would then, and we talked about this, usually we'd be revisited at reorganization. A lot of towns just routinely adopt the rules of play, so to speak, the rules of the road. And from year to year, there might be some slight tweaks. But if it's going, regardless of whether you want it simply to be a policy or a resolution, there should be a motion, a second, and a vote.
Sure.
Okay. That's different than what we just discussed. I don't think it needs or deserves or should have a motion roll call vote, because it's nothing different, and I'm not sure whether it does comply with every requirement out there. If it's a consensus among ourselves, sort of a so-called gentle person's agreement that this is what we do, I'm fine with that, but I'm not in favor of a codification by resolution. It's my opinion.
We have codified other things by resolution at the beginning of the year. I remember us going through a pretty major discussion regarding the Second Amendment.
I'm not disputing any of that.
So, I mean, we do it. And again, I'm actually specific to this. I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm actually happy that this would come up every year, because that would mean it would be a little bit of review for everybody to understand how this thing operates.
Yeah, we've been working on this for two meetings. Why would we now all of a sudden say, like, where did it come from and why are we... I mean, we've been working on this.
I said, where did it come from?
It's like, why do we need it? We're following procedure. No, the reason we're doing is because we haven't been following procedure.
And that's
why
what I don't necessarily agree with. So when this first came up, it was generally we should have a discussion of how ordinances and resolutions come to the committee. Fine. I'm fine with that. Then when it came back... as this, I say, well, this is what we already do. This is different than what I thought it was. And I believe I have the right to express that opinion.
Of course.
So that's all I'm doing, is expressing an opinion and saying, now that I see what it is that we're proposing, I don't see anything that requires this list of...
So you just want it to be guidelines? Is that so? In other words, we wouldn't vote on it.
I'm okay if this is, like I say, a general person's agreement that this is what we do. I'm just not in favor.
Why couldn't it be done on a resolution annually? I don't see the harm to it. I mean, especially for someone who is just elected and wants to understand how this all works. It gives them a stepping stone to see how it works so that they can get their voice heard. They can be put on the agenda. I think it's something that should be done. That's my opinion.
So what do we need, a motion to turn this into a resolution?
I mean, yeah, if that's how you, if that's the...
Well, let's see where it goes. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call. Well, any further discussion?
What are we going to title it?
Procedures and policy on the agenda. It's something simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something simple.
Agenda policy.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
I'll say yes.
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 No.
Very good.
Okay.
My work is almost done.
I know.
So another just item of unfinished business, not for discussion, but the policy and procedure manual. A week or so ago, we asked everyone to get comments in. I believe comments, have all comments, I guess, question for the committee, have all the comments from the committee been submitted?
Not yet.
So we're still waiting for...
I'm just waiting to...
Okay. If those, when those get in, then we'll turn that document around.
I'm good. How's that one?
Yeah. Okay.
I said no comment. I said to Jamie, I gave him my overall comments, and I said, we're not going to take a vote on this right away. And he goes, no, it's a lot of, you know, so Yeah.
I'm just, before he turns around and refers
yeah,
for
sorry,
the call,
I'm
do,
like, I'm got my back towards
it.
You. Yeah.
Whether we're there or not. Okay.
We're not voting.
Okay.
No. Right. No, it's
no,
too
no,
big.
No.
It's too thick. It's
all right. No, it is. It's
yeah.
It is. It's putting it on the table.
So if there's any other unfinished business, otherwise we would go on to new
bless
business.
You.
Bless
you.
Mm-hmm. First item of new business is a request from the Board of Adjustment to appoint a new Class 2 member, person to fill the unexpired term of Alternate 2, which expires on 12/31/21, so in a couple of months. The Board of Adjustment has interviewed and has voted to recommend Karen Zatika. We have her background, township resident, of course. Any comments, discussion on nominating her to fill the unexpired term Alternate 2 on the Board of Adjustment? Or is there a motion to appoint her?
I'll make a motion to appoint Karen Zatika to the Board of Adjustments as Alternate 2. She comes highly recommended by Gary McQueen. So.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have electric vehicle ordinance. This comes from our attorney, apparently a state requirement that we adopt such an ordinance. Matt, do you want to give any background on this?
This is the, we are the plug-in state ordinance. That's what the press release has read. Just to be clear, they're mandating this. There's some discretion. I left the comments in, so for the township committee's consideration. Basically, unless and until we make any revisions, the whole thing applies to us as a matter of state law. So it's pretty clear guidance as to what can and can't be changed or customized for our town. But it was, the detriment to not acting and not taking this is the entirety of it will apply unless and until we make the allowable revisions.
That was helpful, your comments, too, where you said we couldn't change this and we can.
Yeah, there's not a lot, but there is some. So
I went to the state, whatever the state had put out on it, and I saw the term range anxiety. And I'm thinking, like, there's so many terms out there. But I don't know if somebody else saw it, but I was looking for anything about ADA, like handicap spots and all that, and I didn't see anything. And I tried to find,
It's in there over 101 spaces. Yeah. After certain many spaces, you have to put a handicapped accessible one in.
They don't talk about the actual specifics to the size of that space?
Well, ADA has its own requirements.
Okay,
right?
So, yeah. And it, all right.
Right.
What I was going to propose is that we, as we just discussed, there's some optional language mm-hmm. in here, as well as the minimum required.
Mm-hmm.
My proposal would be that we strike all of the optional language and just do the bare minimum. For example, I don't know that this committee should debate greenhouse gases. I'm in no position to vote to say that this reduces greenhouse gases or doesn't.
Right,
the state language has some of that.
On greenhouse gases.
We take out some of that and we implement what the state requires us mm-hmm. to implement. And the second part of that is I see certain technical input, numbers that have to be dropped in. It's a zoning requirement in any case. I would like to see the planning board.
The zoning board and planning board, no? Well, that's my thoughts.
I take anyone's expertise.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I didn't interrupt.
My understanding is that this takes certain things out of the Board of Adjustment by saying
except they
you
have
can't ask
time limitations that they should know about.
Okay.
20 days okay. or it's deemed complete. And if there's a corrective measure and it's not done in 20 days, it's deemed complete.
I think
they just need to know that.
I don't know which board.
That's true.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
But whichever relevant board I think should
okay.
should fill in a couple of numbers and say
that
they sign
okay.
off and then
yep.
come back to us.
I hate to say it, but I think this thing needs a subcommittee because this is going to get.
Well, and that's why I'd like the planning board to sort of be our subcommittee.
Oh, okay.
They're more expert on it. They
yeah.
know.
Planning board, wherever you think yeah. it should go, as long as they yeah. understand that time limitations. That's the yeah. only thing I see in here that could be a hiccup for them.
Yeah.
You know?
And we certainly can ask both boards to review it and give a comment. And Matt, do we have time?
Well, again, we do, but
Yeah, we'll ask them to do it at their next meeting.
Again, because unless and until we do, it's all in place. I mean, and I'm not saying it's anything that's going to materially happen tomorrow, but we should keep it moving.
At a high level, to me, what it does is it streamlines the process. And if we had shopping centers and the like, I think we could face challenges early on. But I don't see the risk of doing this in a logical way.
I don't see a lot of real-world pressure applying to our unique locality, but again, we shouldn't. The sooner we get through it, the better.
Yeah. But to Mike's point, what's the minimum we need to do?
We could simply go through and just excise all the optionalities.
And that's what I think we should send to the planning board.
That can be done tomorrow. You know, and work off the skinny version, so to speak.
To the planning board and/or board of adjustment, I think we should ask you to go to the bare minimum, and that's what we send.
More on them is also going to complicate their life.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to debate anything optional.
No.
It's optional. We'll leave it out.
Let me ask a question here, and again, because I'm going to have to delve into this even more, but when I see these charging levels, the number three charging level, I think the only two places we might have that is at the DPW and here, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
We don't have three-phase circuits.
Yeah, we don't have
We may
either.
Only have that up at Transtar. I'm not sure.
The high school has it.
The high school, yeah.
Three-phase. Mm.
That's what number three is.
Because number two, I heard, is like an oven, almost, and then the other one is like your... I don't know. Like,
yeah,
serious. Like your little
is all 240.
Yeah.
But it's all single phase. But the high school has 480.
That's why I think the planning board has an engineer there, and he can see if we have anything to debate on this. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I want to dig into it a little bit.
DPW greater
kind of makes
than
me think
amperage they recommend, though. But anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm. Whatever the technical requirements.
Well, that's the amperage range that typically the breaker would be. In that scenario that you'd be installing for.
So how much time do we have to because they're not going to meet until December. Again, if it's...
What I've understood is we're at the deadline, so the only risk is during the time it takes us to process it that somebody comes in applying for a bunch of charging stations and...
Mm-hmm.
And
so we ourselves don't have to. It's do we have to put some in? That's what I didn't.
No,
really
no, there, that's
oh,
mine.
No.
Okay,
no,
okay. So that's
it's
good.
It's streamlining the permitting process.
Okay, so then that's good because I'm thinking that they're going to come down on us and say you better put some in. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Didn't it say something about a plan?
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. We need to be ready for it if that happens. Yeah. We need to start thinking about it and where we could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be outside of our. Purview. The state may come.
They
in
may
and
come in
say,
and say, "Do it here."
This is what you're going to do.
You know.
Yeah, hopefully, it'll be funded.
So badly. It looks like there are all kinds of grants. I looked them up that you could get, but that's as far as I got.
We need committee action to do what we just said we want to do. To have you skinny it down and then refer it to the planning board of adjustment.
To refer it. Yeah. I mean, to send it over for comment, we should just do a voice.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion to send the minimum state requirements to the planning board and board of adjustment?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next item is canceling the November 17th, 2021 meeting. We discussed that briefly last meeting. Again, I think a number of our professionals have to go there. I don't know if any of these committee members do, but it...
I changed my mind. I'm not going.
But I would propose that we cancel the meeting. It's a week before Thanksgiving. I think we can get by without that meeting personally, in deference to our professionals who couldn't be here.
I have no problem with that.
I prefer we have the meeting because I got a sign ordinance I got to take care of.
Yeah, there's a good point.
Well, depending on the election results,
this may be
past
and
year.
And may be moot, so. Exactly.
Meanie.
I'll be glad to come in. I mean, if we can get a quorum, I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Okay. Is there a motion and a second? If there's not, then the motion would be to cancel. If there's no motion, no second, then obviously.
The motion would be technically to amend the meeting schedule.
Okay.
I mean, will we have professionals?
Actually, Karen, are you?
Will we have somebody?
I'm not going.
Okay, so you would be
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I'm listening to hear if there's any motion to cancel. And I'm hearing none, so we won't cancel. Okay. Takes us to, unless anyone has any new business to propose for the agenda. Hearing none, takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have none that apply.
I have a few right here. First one I have is for Westchester Machinery and Supply, $1,664.96. I have one here for Warren Asphalt, $1,077.29. I have here Road Safety Systems, which is the guide rail that comes up Hollow Road from Musconetcon on River Road to Mountaintop, $123,950. Patriot Office Cleaning for the month of August, which is the Police Department, Library, and Municipal Building, $1,565. Updike Sales and Services, truck parts for DPW, and work done on these trucks, $2,868.24. And the last one I have is for our tar and chip program, which is finished for the year, $82,775.58.
A couple that I have. I've got the New Jersey Health Benefit Plan premiums for October, $34,017.56. To Cold Spring Lawn and Landscape for putting in playground grade mulch at Memorial Park and equipment rental for sifting rocks from the volleyball court sand, total of $5,276.44. And Joe Modzeleski for perk witness, a long list of them that total up to $1,500. I do have another one. This is to the Township of Clinton for our third quarter shared court agreement in the amount of $6,250.
I have one for the delicious barbecue food that we had the other night. For $1,424.65.
None that apply.
So the total voucher list is $275,150.55. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. A couple of items of correspondence. First, a copy in front of the committee. A letter was sent to the Police Benevolent Association Local 386 just to kick off the process, telling them that we are looking forward to an appointment to begin negotiations. Curator's report.
I have nothing to add.
There. And there's one other, not in correspondence, but I just wanted to make sure the committee was aware. I was informed by our tax assessor that we received the new ratio. If you recall, pre-revaluation, we were down to like 81. Our assessed value was about 81% of fair market value. The revaluation took us up nearly to 100%. Last year, we were at 99.27%. She informs me that the state county has now told us, with the rise in real estate values of our township, we've moved down to 94.33%. So kind of the interesting point is we've had about a 5% increase in real estate values over the past year. Mm-hmm. Other towns have had the same. The place that ratio comes in is like at the high school or the county when they allocate taxes out to all the municipalities. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the state and county use that number to get everybody onto fair market value. So most communities apparently have been in that 5% range. With that, we would open to public comment.
Make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public, please come up. We don't have a microphone over there, do we?
Don't worry. I think. I was going to make a bunch of comments about the
name. Just name and
name re-gift-tory.
I've got Wilson. I was going to make a
series of comments about the sign language, but I think I'll back off on that for the time being. It sounds like we're going to continue to discuss that. But that was interesting what the mayor said about the ratio, because I think government figures like that are usually very inaccurate because they're behind the times. I can pretty much assure you that property values in the township have gone up more than 5%. It doesn't take a lot, and with a real estate contract, you get multiple coffers all over asking price. So it's a lot more involved than that right now. But for the purposes of the tax rate, it's probably pretty accurate, and they'll change it next year. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be down to 85%. That's the only comment. Mm-hmm.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
Not. I don't want to go through evaluation.
I was going to say, that's what I was worried about.
Not either.
Yeah.
Any other?
The property values might drop again.
You never know.
Seeing no other comments from the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We will go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter. Potential action is expected. I couldn't estimate if it's 15 minutes, between 15 and 30 minutes.
but the action, any 50, action we take would be limited to
the personnel matter. Yep. So it would